Despite an ongoing pandemic and recession, the state of Washington is in relatively good shape financially. A new report shows Washington's projected tax revenues are back to where they were before the pandemic. And now the state is in line to get billions in federal stimulus money. Yet majority Democrats say new and higher taxes are likely necessary. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
Last June, Washington's chief revenue forecaster delivered the bad news.
The longest economic expansion in U.S. history is unfortunately over. We are now in a recession.
Steve Lurch told lawmakers to prepare for a nearly $9 billion drop in state revenues over the next 3 years. But he also emphasized there was a lot of uncertainty in the forecast. Sure enough, the September and November forecasts weren't nearly as bleak. Taken together, they reduced that $9 billion drop to a projected $3 billion reduction. And then came the recent March revenue forecast. It showed the state back to pre-pandemic revenue levels.
We are definitely looking at stronger revenue collections and a stronger economy than we had anticipated.
Washington's improving fiscal picture isn't an anomaly. A recent New York Times analysis shows that nearly half of states saw their revenues increase from April to December of last year, and many more experienced only slight declines. A key factor was federal aid that allowed even laid-off workers to keep spending. Now, more federal money is headed to states from the latest stimulus package. In Washington, Senate Republican leader John Braun says the state is in amazingly good shape.
Unlike what we thought 6 or 8 months ago, we are flush in every possible way.
With comments like that, Republicans, who are in the minority, are setting the stage to do battle with majority Democrats over taxes, in particular a new capital gains tax on the sale of such things as stocks and bonds, something Democrats are fast-tracking this year. Speaker of the House Lori Jenkins views the capital gains tax as a way to make Washington's tax system less regressive.
The way I think we do that this year is by using cap gains to actually fund our working families' tax credit.
That's a credit for lower-income families to offset the taxes they pay. It's something that both Democrats and Republicans support this year, but Republicans want to fund it without raising taxes. State Representative Ed Orcutt is a staunch tax opponent and the ranking Republican on the House Finance Committee. He calls the capital gains tax volatile.
Right now is not the right time for a number of reasons to be adding any new taxes, especially one that's this unstable.
Democrats are also looking at taxes on sugary drinks or health plans to fund foundational public health. The talk of taxes is happening against the backdrop of writing Washington's next 2-year budget. That job falls to House and Senate Democrats since they hold the majorities. Even with nearly $3 billion in reserves, Democrats say that might not be enough to fund all of their priorities in the next budget. Tim Ormsby is the House budget chair. He says despite the good fiscal news, families across Washington are still struggling.
So in order to be able to make sure that this recovery is widespread, we have to fashion budgets that address that issue.
Democrats say more funding is needed for things like behavioral health, substance use treatment, and child care. Republicans not only say no to new taxes, they want the legislature to consider tax breaks. Linda Wilson is the ranking Republican on the Senate Budget Committee. Earlier this year, she put out a minority budget proposal that called for the elimination of the state's business and occupation tax. She says it's about bringing back manufacturing jobs.
We've lost 70,000 jobs over the course of the last 20 years in that field where those jobs pay better than most. So I think that that would be an excellent place for us to reduce our taxes.
Republicans also say the state should look at cutting property taxes. The Senate budget chair, Democrat Christine Rolfes, says the state is in a really strong place, but warns against both big increases in spending or big tax cuts.
So I'm just offering some caution to folks that I'm urging a steady course here.
House and Senate Democrats plan to release their budgets next week. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.